As the Pearman Theater has gone through a major renovation of its almost 70 years old chairs, the executive director, Bob Johnson, tells us about the project.
The Pearman Theater was originally renovated in 1998, but rather than incur the expense of new seats at that time, what were installed were seats from Stuart Hall that were actually first built in 1948. So we moved the 1948 seats to the Paramount. They were already 50 years old. The upholstery was redone, but they were 50 years old when they were put in here. Now they're 67 years old, and we can't get replacement parts for the mechanisms. It's difficult to keep them repaired. They're getting uncomfortable as they're wearing out. So it was really time, for the sake of our patrons, to replace them all. And in doing so, we had an opportunity to reconfigure some of the seating so that we could increase the number by about 91. We're expecting to really meet some of the needs of our customers. The seats are 3 inches higher, so for people, who are wanting a little more comfortable leg room, they're going to get that. We've added cup holders to our seats, so as we've invited people to bring drinks into the theater, they're now more comfortable with that. And the sight lines have been adjusted a tad, so everyone should do well in seeing performances. And just general comfort, I think, is really important. Now, in terms of our patrons, we've been asking individuals and businesses to help us fund this seat replacement through our seat campaign. So folks have been able to sponsor seats in the theater to help us pay for the expenses.
Mr. Johnson encourages SCSU students to take part in as many events at the Pearman Theater as they can.
Well, the only thing I'd like to say is the Pearman is a great place for people to meet with their friends, to socialize, to be entertained, to get educated. And we particularly would like to see as many SCSU students as possible join in the fun and participate in the Visual Arts Center and also all the performances on stage. So they should all look for the next year's lineup.
Mohammed Najafian, reporting for KVSC.